This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Hi, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. As coronavirus cases are starting to spike, as we're seeing a lot more cases, we are being told, and from what I'm seeing, some of them might be lighter cases. And an Italian doctor actually thinks that the coronavirus has mutated to a weaker form and may actually disappear before we finally get around to having a vaccine that is mass produced and can be given to millions and millions of people. So, coronavirus might be weakening. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how men are now being asked to cut their alcohol down to one drink a day. You know, men got to have two and women only got to have one. Well, with everything going on, women didn't like that rule at all. But men are being told, maybe you need to cut down from two to one. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what happened with the Trump rally, where I don't understand why this wasn't done before. It's kind of easy to go and get tickets, and I guess people who wanted to ruin it for Trump got these free tickets to go to his rally and didn't go. They still had tons of people show up, but, you know, people can kind of manipulate now how the rallies look. So obviously that didn't go well. We're going to kind of talk about that. We're going to talk about how, you know, many of you have kind of asked me on Twitter and Facebook and reached out saying, when is this going to end? You know, is this going to get worse? We're going to talk about that. You know, many of you have asked what Trump should be doing right now. I have some suggestions that I think, you know, our leadership should be doing. But I want to start off, you know, and I'm not really joking, okay? I'm a big fan of, you know, vaginal preparations, okay? Like Vagifem. Well, this is not called Vagifem. It's called Yuvafem. Is it Yuvafem? I get very, very nervous about things that kind of have different names. Like, I'm not going to buy milk that's called Wilk. Okay, you know, well, it's Wilk. It's like a, you know, form of milk that's cheaper. I'm not going to buy that. But apparently this stuff works. And this is a vaginal estrogen preparation. And I feel so good when I get my estrogen. It's kind of actually cute. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. I'll show it to you guys. It's kind of hard to show on radio. But they're these little, use one, and has a little baby pill. And you just kind of insert it, and the estrogen goes in. And you do it every 3 days. And I just feel so good. And you know, I'm just thinking when I'm seeing everything going on in the news that I think everybody needs a good whopping dose of estrogen. And I know some of the dudes out there are going, I don't need estrogen. Maybe. I you know, I'd also like somebody to study estrogen on anal fissures. I think when I was assaulted, they gave me estrogen cream, and it just healed it, like, perfectly. And actually, I felt better that I didn't even seem to be too upset. Estrogen just kind of, you know, I think it induces your serotonin or whatever. So I wonder if estrogen could be used on anal fissures. So somebody needs to look up that. But I got to tell you, I was just in SoCal, Southern California, and California was chill. I mean, there wasn't social distancing. That was completely out the door. There wasn't anybody enforcing the social distancing. And I wasn't just in one area. I mean, we drove up and down. We were in, you know, we were in kind of the Dana Point area, Laguna Beach area, Manhattan Beach, up to L.A. We were inland. We kind of did a lot this weekend. So we were in a big part of the you know, that chunk of Southern California. And for the most part, it was pretty chill. I mean, some people wore masks, some people didn't, you know, people were still kind of waving to each other, they kind of kept to themselves. And so, you know, as we start to you know, see how the world gets redefined and America gets redefined. And if you look at the news today, it's going to look like America is completely falling apart. And maybe we are starting to crack at the seams, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, from what I saw, California is one of the most populated, you know, states, populated areas. People were still pretty chill. Now, it might not be the America you expected. It wasn't the California that I remember that I was born in. I mean, it is different. And I think people are now, you know, much less interacting. And I think, you know, you're going to be less likely to be helped if, you know, you were attacked or something. I think people are kind of staying to themselves, which could be a problem later on down the line. But for the most part, people were chill. Unfortunately, though, when you look at the news and you watch some of the things that happened, you know, in Chicago and with what's going on with you know, the protests and the riots and illegal fireworks all over the place in Brooklyn, and I guess Brooklyn police are like, nah, you guys, just go to your community leaders for help. You know, it kind of looks like we're starting to brew a volcano that's about to burst, or a pimple that's supposed to be popped. And I think maybe, you know, people need to get, like, a little dose of estrogen. Maybe it's because I've had mine, I feel good, but I'm not in panic mode yet. I think we have a lot of forces at play. One is, we have media that needs to sell. You know, I mean, media needs to, you know, have that catchy headline. We also have people that want to take advantage of 2020, and in a good way or a bad way, and say, look, if anything's going to get changed, this is the time to change it. Alright, we have forces that, do not want Trump reelected or Biden elected. We have all these, we have people that, you know, want to work and they still can't work. We have people that want to get their unemployment. They still can't get their unemployment. We have people that can't pay the rent, that don't want to pay the rent, and they can't pay it. They want to get out of their lease. That's something else we're going to talk about. Apparently a lot of stores want to get out of their leases. I don't know why they would sign a 12-year lease, but there's a fancy schmancy store signed a 12-year lease, doesn't think Fifth Avenue is ever going to look the way it is. I know we don't really feel sorry a lot for these wealthy, wealthy, wealthy stores, but it's a sign of the times. It's a sign of people going, you want to know what? The rules are out the door. And as we start to make our changes and do our reset, one of my friends I spoke to this weekend worded it so beautifully. It's a reset. We do have the potential for things to get very, very ugly. So before we go into this, please, everybody, you know, if you have a vagina, take some estrogen, okay? Assuming your doctor says it's okay. If you don't, maybe a little dose of estrogen might help. But I think we all need to kind of calm down just a little bit, because things are going to get, it's going to be a wild ride. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talk a lot about nature and we talk a lot about science on the show because, you know, when you major in biology and biochem, I don't want that, you know, put to waste. So I'm going to kind of teach you guys some of the stuff that I learned. And yes, every now and then you get some photosynthesis lectures for me. Right? I hated doing photosynthesis. But we talked about wildfires. You know, you have a beautiful forest. I've never understood the concept of wildfires. Everybody says that has to happen in nature, that you have a beautiful forest and you have the trees and you have the little squirrels and you have the animals, and for some reason a fire just happens. Either it's a lightning bolt or a human or something, and then all that forest goes up in flames, and then unfortunately we have to rebuild the forest. And they say that's a part of nature. It's the circle of life. And I can't stand that. I'm like, but you have a beautiful forest. But apparently in nature, things like that have to happen. Because there might be some bad bugs. There might be some elements in there that is not going to allow that forest to have longevity. Like, let's say, the bark beetle or something like that. And so we don't understand why things have to be destroyed in order for our evolution to exist, but we know it happens. Well, so I was talking to a friend of mine, Eric, over the weekend, and he's a lot more eloquent than I am, and he used the term reset, which I think really kind of puts this into perspective, maybe might calm us down a little bit, but kind of prepare us that we need to kind of hold on to our panties, right, for the next few months or possibly years. And America right now is going through a reset. The world is. Maybe it's a virus that's coming around saying, you know, we always talk about this, you know, man thinks God links, where nature's in control. You know, we might think we have the best medications, the best antibiotics, the best treatments, and then all of a sudden nature throws, you know, just a monkey wrench into everything. And maybe that's what coronavirus is. Maybe coronavirus is a reminder, you know, that we need to, you know, realize that there are greater powers, that there are, you know, that there are greater forces out there, whether it's nature, God, the virus, you know. But with what we're seeing with statues, you know, like, and I never understood that Teddy Roosevelt statue where you have Teddy Roosevelt on a horse, and then you have a black man and an Indian, like, buttressing him on that horse sort of thing. It wasn't a statue I ever liked. So statues like that coming down, maybe it's time for there to be a reset and there to be a redefining of, you know, what we idolize. Now, we need to be very careful not to erase history. I think the majority of us does not want history erased. We have a history, a part of our history in America or in the world that is not, you know, something that we're proud of, but we don't erase it, okay? If we erase history, we repeat ourselves, okay? We need to know what the Nazis did, and we need our children and grandchildren to know in explicit detail what they did so they're not in la-la land, all right? You know, same thing with our forefathers and our ancestors who were slaves, all right? You know, history will repeat itself if we aren't aware and watching and guarding for that history. So we don't want to rewrite history. But what we idolize can be up for debate and can be up for change. And if some of these statues out there, you know, pose, you know, a lot of, you know, discord and, you know, bad feelings and bad sentiment, then move them, you know, put them in an area that put them in a museum that brings to life a history that we might not agree with, but existed. But to have somebody have to look at it all the time, you know, we're seeing this reset. You know, we're seeing this reset. And so, unfortunately, how we move forward is going to redefine what we're going to do in terms of rebuilding our country. So, we're seeing a lot of, shall we say, defensive positions. We're seeing a lot of fighting. We're seeing a lot of discord. I mean, we're seeing nooses being put up. We're seeing, we're starting to see more racism. As we're trying to fight racism, as we're trying to progress, we're actually seeing more racism. And this is where we need leadership. And we're going to talk about what I think our president needs to do. But unfortunately, the way we're handling it, the way we're handling this reset is going to divide us and possibly start a whole nother civil war. We've completely severed a lot of the things that unified us, and unless, okay, that unity was false. Remember I told you guys we need to be really, really careful with this, you know, blending of the races and not embracing the race? You know, when we start to say, look, you know, we're all, you know, we're all one color, we're all one, yes, on one end, yes, it would be wonderful for us to be American, okay, and not, you know, Caucasian and Asian American and African American. It'd be really nice to say we're America, America first and all that, but the thing is we have pride in our history, we have pride in our races, and we don't want to dilute somebody who's African American or who's Hispanic or who's, German or who's Russian. We don't want to dilute or take away from their rich history and their trials and tribulations to get where they were. And so when I say embrace a race, and I know people, you know, sometimes don't agree with that, I'm like, I mean, look, you know, we could do away with racism and we could make progress without trying to forget that we're black or Jewish or white or Hispanic, you know? I mean, I hear people try to denounce that they're white, denounce that they're Hispanic, denounce that they're... You're who you are. I thought we were teaching everybody to be proud of who they were and to have that pride, all right? I mean, we want to have culture. And so, unfortunately, we might have misstepped trying to look like we were all one color and then completely trample on everybody else's history and going, you see, this is our statue or this is now our culture. And you have people out there going, no, that's not my culture. Okay? You know, that's not my pancake syrup. That's not my flag. You might think that's Southern pride, but to me, no. That, to me, reminds me of the Confederacy, reminds me of slavery. So what we're doing right now is we're resetting whatever worked 100 years ago or 200 years ago might not really be working in 2020. Certain terms might no longer exist. You know, we're going to be talking about how realtors in Houston have now voted to not have master for master bedroom and master bath. I've never used that term master, the master bedroom, you know, because my kids always were in our room. To me, it's just a bedroom. But they're doing away with that, calling it primary, although for years, realtors have been trying to change this, getting rid of that master term. But then are we going to still use the term master for masterpiece? Are we going to be using the term master for masturbate? Does that mean master is gone? Concentration camps. Are we going to be done with the terms concentration? Are we going to be done with the terms experiment? Are we going to be done with the term twins? Are we going to be done with the term extermination? I mean, when I hear the word extermination, I don't think of ticks or scorpions or spiders. You know, I think of, you know, extermination. I think of Nazi. You know, so do we redefine all these words? Do we throw out all these words? Do we, you know, we are in a very, very unstable period now of resetting. And maybe it has to be done. Maybe we need to stop, you know, using the term master or extermination. Who knows? I don't know what the answer is. And unfortunately, you know, not everybody's going to agree on this, but we cannot escape the need to reset, you know, and if there is a statue that, you know, shows, you know, somebody on a horse, you know, a president on a horse with somebody appearing subservient to them, and that causes mixed emotion, does that statue really have to be out there in public? I mean, you know, we have bigger fights. Okay, you know, I know people think that a statue coming down means we're going to rewrite our history. Just don't rewrite history. We don't have to rewrite the history books. We could still teach kids, and we still need to teach people about what happened. But that doesn't necessarily mean we have to have, you know, emblems out there that just tear people's hearts or remind them of a past or remind others that they were in a subservient position at one time. I don't want to see a statue of somebody in a striped pajama. And I'm very grateful I don't have to see that. So where do we go next? Well, now it's going to go to our leadership. Okay? You know, as we're, you know, seeing the police, you know, start to say, you know what, you guys are on your own. As we're starting to see mayhem, as we're starting to see stores go, you know what, we're done. You know, we need to, and we don't really have a lot of time to do that in. We need to start figuring out how to now reset the rules, because right now we're in an era of no rules. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior Presidential Advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News. Police in Chicago say they're looking for help from citizens. After another weekend filled with gun violence in the Windy City, Police Superintendent David Brown says there's a common theme with this violence.
Gangs, guns, and drugs, and no consequences when Chicago cops make arrests.
Brown is demanding that violent offenders be kept in jail for longer than they currently have been, and that home monitoring be revamped. As of last night, nearly a dozen people were killed and almost 60 more wounded in shootings between Friday evening and last night. Some stormy weather is headed to the southeastern U.S.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
In this case, it's the remnants of a Saharan dust storm that has sent a dust plume across the United States. It's expected to arrive in the southeastern U.S. by midweek. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're seeing much of the country slowly open up and try to be at half max and things like that, in terms of the entertainment front, we're still really sluggish on reopening. And unfortunately, we have a lot of gifted people out there, a lot of gifted entertainers that could really be bringing some joy into this world. And they're still kind of, you know, in limbo on, you know, when and how they're going to be able to entertain. So joining us, we have award-winning entertainer, vocalist, Sean Eiferman joining us today. Sean, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Good morning. I appreciate the appreciation.
Oh, no, no, no. We love you. We love you. So, you know, you're in Vegas, right? You're based in Las Vegas. And I know there's
born
been
raised.
Some rules. Oh, hallelujah. Wait, what high school did you go to?
I didn't go to high school here, ironically enough. It's so funny that people always ask that one thing. It was everything before, and then two years at UNLV, and I missed high school. I ended up going to England for a little bit. I went to school in London when I was 14 and 15, and then Bellingham, Washington. It's a long story, but
wow. No, me too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been here since 81, and when they ask you which high school, I'm like, well, I kind of went to four high schools because we moved a lot. So, yeah, exactly. It's a tough question. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I didn't accidentally, you know, I don't know, beat you up in high school or something. So I wanted to make sure we were all good, you know.
No, it wasn't me.
All right. So, you know, being an entertainer in Las Vegas, when are you allowed to go back to work?
You know, it's interesting. I think whenever I want to. But mm-hmm. at an interesting pace. Mm-hmm. So there's been I say that this might be another long answer to a short question. There's been an interesting thing now where I think the same thing that happened when Katrina hit and all those really talented New Orleans musicians came to town and were willing to work for like 15% of what everybody else was making. The whole scale of the local working musicians went way, way down as this kind of refugee camp thing happened. All these musicians came out here in RVs, world class, and everybody that was making a living out here at this rate was all of a sudden replaced with these New Orleans cats. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they kind of weeded themselves out of the situation. They get on drugs and late to gigs, and all they wanted to do was have sex with the hostess. And you know, this is the entertainment capital of the world. You have to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am seeing the same thing, but caused by a different thing. Obviously, this is all COVID based. Mm-hmm. Now, the places are willing to have you come back, but everywhere is half occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so let's say I was making X amount of dollars 6 months ago for this particular booking in this particular venue, but it was full capacity, so they could afford this for entertainment. So now the calls that are coming in are like for 30% of the regular budgets, 30. And so I could go back to work. I could start playing shows right away. If they want the two calls, the first two calls I got to do anything were for more time than normal,
mm-hmm.
and about a 30% pay cut, and they looked at me like I was crazy when I asked for, can we just start where we were 6 months ago? I won't name any names, but I mean, it was a place that I've played over 1,000 bookings.
Yep.
And it's one of the major casino families, and like, you know, this isn't a coffee shop in Portland I'm trying
mm-hmm,
to book.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know, they
it was a huge venue.
And they never even got back to me.
Yep.
Honestly,
yep.
Like they came to me and said, we're going to go ahead and open the floodgates. Let's see what happens with this reopening phase. And I'm like, oh, I'll dip my toe. I don't really feel socially responsible right now. I felt like it was premature.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, not necessarily fact wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of misinformation, and it was very weird. I showed up and I did one of these,
mm-hmm.
and it was boy, you never would have thought anything was different. Standing room only, place was packed. Nobody was wearing a mask. The bartenders were reaching over to, you know, to take orders and whatnot, and pulling the mask down so that they could talk louder or you know, articulate differently. It was rebellious.
Yes,
in nature.
That's a good word for
very
it.
Very rebellious. Yeah. Which I get. I have a tattoo on my left arm that says everything is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer that we're not all going to stay locked up in our houses forever. And I knew that there would be a pendulum swing.
Yep.
You know, for the just energy wise, just people cooped up need to. We're social animals.
Yep.
So there you go. So unfortunately, right now, I'm doing a lot more stuff online, and I did respond to, you know, one or two of those people by saying, look, I appreciate the offer, but I can make more, like singing on Facebook Live from my downstairs bathroom.
Exactly. And talk to us about this. This is fantastic. What you're doing is it's brilliant, and you know, definitely caught my eye. You know, tell everybody what you know, and I just love how you've been able to kind of pivot and be able to still do your craft. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Sean and the John. The best lighting, ironically enough, and the best sound has been in this one downstairs bathroom in my house. And so initially, 3 months ago, the first time I really decided to start doing some online stuff, everything was fairly new. My wife and I have other business endeavors, so, you know, we weren't broke. I'm not Bill Gates, but I didn't feel the desperation that I was feeling from my friends that I started to talk to in the first week of the lockdown. You know, every booking that anybody that I knew had was just gone, was just wiped off the calendar.
Yep.
So that initial problem to be solved, I like to be, you know, part of the solution no matter what it is. I set up a microphone and grabbed a guitar and I went into that downstairs bathroom and started a thing, Sean and the John, and was basically just raising money for everybody else.
Nice.
So I'm happy to say that in 5 weeks we raised over $10,000.
Nice.
I just did, you know, a little half hour all request thing and people threw money into a piggy bank, whatever we used. I don't remember what we used. And 30 plus musicians got $300 each in that first month of quarantine. And you know, it's
fantastic.
They're not going to go buy a castle in Spain, but it was,
yes,
you know, a little, it was before anybody, it was before any musicians got their gig worker unemployment check and before anybody got their stimulus check. And so I felt pretty presidential, you know, it was kind of a cool win-win. And then it evolved from that into what I'm doing now, which is, you know, yesterday was Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been asked so many times to, like, will you sing my grandfather Happy Father's Day in a
nice
little, like, a singing telegram video. And that's actually become a like, almost a business model. Like, I
yes
can now, like I said, I can make more money for myself in that downstairs
yes
bathroom. I don't know how many orders I got, but for birthdays, for this is just Father's Day just passed. You know, anybody wants a personalized singing telegram from me, it's $10 and I'll sing, you know, whatever to whoever and send a little video. It's been really fun. The response has been fantastic. One of the Father's Day things, you know, they sent me a video of their father crying.
Nice.
Anyway, this guy's all the way on the other side of the world, you know.
Wow. So Sean, how do people find you? How do people find you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it's Sean Eiferman is my name. It's funny, one of your producers before I caught on the phone asked how to pronounce it. So I go by That Vegas Guitar Guy because nobody knows how to spell. You've got an unusual first and last name.
Yes.
Yeah, I go by That Vegas Guitar Guy .com. Is a place to go. Nobody can spell it. Sean is, could be
Eiferman, yeah.
U-N and Eiferman is a puzzle. So, yeah, That Vegas Guitar Guy.
That Vegas Guitar
handle.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
okay.
And hopefully things will, you know, again, everything is temporary. I can't see this going on forever, but the current climate is going to be, you know, you were talking before I came on about the reset that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about statues
yep
and racial things. And same thing here. I mean, the
yep
reset is going to be interesting, much
exactly
like the New Orleans thing happening.
Exactly. Thank you for coming on. We're cutting to a quick break. Thank you, Sean. Can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back back. I'm Dr. Dolly. You should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are seeing cases of coronavirus rise. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. And we are seeing still hospitalizations. We still are seeing deaths. It might appear to be weaker, as we have an Italian doctor who thinks that coronavirus might actually die off before vaccines come. I'm noticing still a lot of cases of you know, people calling in with COVID symptoms, very similar to the numbers I was getting in March. However, I am noticing that it seems to be less severe. So we might be on to something, okay? And this might start to be the end of a very, very rough year. The problem we have is we have an election coming up. Whenever we have an election, right, a lot of stupid happens. And with elections, we have a lot of discord. We have a lot of pendulum swinging. We have a lot of hate. We have a lot of rhetoric. And we need some leadership right now. Now, whether you love Trump or whether you hate Trump, okay, I think Donald Trump needs to do a few things. He's our president, right? And I thought he was going to be a shoo-in for re-election before any of this happened. I think the economy was fantastic. I think we made some huge, huge progress on things. I think that, you know, it getting out of the recession and the Obamacare years, you know, seemed to kind of give people that, okay, you know what, I could start working again, you know? And then when coronavirus hit, we had to shut down and all this happened. We thought Trump was going to be in trouble. But then Donald Trump was trying to lead and saying, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. You know, let's get the economy back. And, you know, for some, they saw leadership. Unfortunately, he's been spending so much time playing defense that I think he's missing a lot of opportunities. So what happened in Tulsa over the weekend, which was probably a cluster in and of itself, it was a successful rally. There were still thousands upon thousands of people that came. But because there was talk of coronavirus and do they wear masks, do they not wear a mask, the media made this Tulsa rally a complete free-for-all. Not to mention, you know, historical massacres at the site. And so it was obviously not the greatest, you know, PR blitz for Donald Trump. So he has a rally. And it was not packed completely. It was still very busy. But up in the upper coffers, there were not upper seats. There were empty seats, face safe, because over 300,000 people asked for tickets, and they weren't planning on going. So there were forces at play. So it looked like that the rally could have been a complete cluster, and then reports are, well, Donald Trump was mad and all that, and I'm looking at this as a doctor, and I'm looking at this, looking at everything going on with the economy and everything going on in terms of our police force and in terms of, you know, safety and in terms of riots and protests and things like that, that, okay, we got bigger fish to fry. So Donald Trump has a couple decisions that he has to make. And if I was advising him, and even if Biden was president, I would have advice for him. I had advice for Obama. Whether they took it or not is beyond me. I had advice for Hillary Clinton. But the advice I would have for Donald Trump is maybe hold off on the rallies. I get he needs money. And, you know, we're seeing all the, you know, requests from Joe Biden's side and Trump's side. They need money. I get that. And these rallies allow money. But what I think what they need to do is finally have a debate. I understand it's the summer, it's a little bit early for a debate, but go ahead and have a debate. Because I think the American people don't really give a damn about, you know, an election and you know, how to win more votes and how to have more people at a rally. I think the American people want to know, who's going to do what and how are they going to do it. Now, those people who love Trump, they're voting for Trump. Those people who hate Trump are not voting for Trump. All right, I don't really think we have a big amount of in the middle or moderates, but we need leadership. Like I said, I don't give a damn about an election. I know it matters because of the Supreme Court, and I know it matters, and people are very, very concerned, and, you know, thank you for being concerned. I you know, that's not my job. My job as a doctor is knowing what's going to go on, you know, in terms of, you know, healthcare, what's going to go on in terms of vaccines, what's going to go on in terms of economy. I'm not supposed to worry about elections in that respect. There's other people doing that, and I'm grateful for all their work on both sides of the aisle. Again, you guys working on the Democratic side and the Republican side help, you know, make America a free country that it is. But I think that's not really what the public wants right now. We need to see some leadership. So we want some answers as to what are you going to do if there are going to be any more people die in the Chopper Chaz zone in Seattle. What are you going to do if Brooklyn cops are saying, look, guys, we're not going to come out for anything non-essential? What are you going to do if Atlanta police officers need to be paid incentives to still stay on the job because they are worried about losing their jobs or their life if they have, you know, issues that go bad? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when people want to stop paying rent and we have a commercial real estate catastrophe and collapse? What are you going to do if coronavirus comes back? I want to hear from Biden and I want to hear from Trump, and I think I want to hear now. I think, you know, if you really want to help your election, guys, get up in front of the mic and not one of these things where you guys are in a home and you're reading from a cue card or whatever. You know, do the debate, okay? You know, maybe hold off on the rallies, maybe hold off on that. I mean, honestly, you know, not a lot of people are really watching the ads right now. Like I said, those people that like Trump, they're sold. Those people that don't like Trump, again, are sold. You're not going to change people's minds. Same thing with Biden. Either people love Biden or they hate Biden or they don't know what's going on with Biden. But we need some leadership now. And we need to know what's going to happen with schools. What's going to happen with, and I understand that Donald Trump has to play defense, and I get that President Trump has a lot of different forces at play. If he demands a state reopen, okay, you know, then somebody's going to put the death rate on him. If he demands a school reopens, there's going to be then God forbid there's a school shooting, it's going to be on him. And it sucks that, you know, politicians have to be politicians. It I think ruins our leadership. And what made Donald Trump is he was like, look, I'm not a politician. I'm going to say whatever I have to say. I'm going to do whatever I think needs to be done. Some people disagreed with that. Some people agreed with that. So if I was Donald Trump, what I would do is say, all right, school districts, okay, I want your plan. I want your plan now, and I want you to plan for if coronavirus comes back. All right, and then I'll help. I will give you guys my opinion and on what needs to be done, you know, and boom, same thing with police. All right, you know, and I understand he's not a doctor. I understand he's not law enforcement. I understand he's not a teacher. But leadership doesn't necessarily have to have all that experience. They just need to guide all these entities into coming up with a plan or looking at a plan going, that's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, on paper, that looks good. So, and maybe he is doing it, and the media is just not allowing that. But I think what needs to be done, you know, while all these books are coming out and, you know, people are ridiculing all his personal life and everything he's done, all right, even if you hate Trump, you still want leadership. You still want to know what's going to happen to your business in 2 months. You still want to know if your tenants are going to pay you rent. You want to know what you have to do if you can't pay rent. You want to know what to do if you can't call the police, because the police are calling out. All right, you want to know what to do if your business gets looted and vandalized. So that's what I think our leaders need to do. That's what we want to know. Okay, we really don't want to know who showed up at a rally and who was able to kind of monkey wrench the rally and who was able to kind of prevent people from coming. Honestly, guys, you know, we're just beyond that now, you know. And so I think Trump needs to stop. In terms of the you know, opinions on the little pieces, and he needs to say, guys, right now I want to know what's happening with schools. It's about schools right now. It's about public safety right now. It's about the virus. So all the other stuff I don't want to hear. All right, and I think that's where he needs to be right now. And if the media doesn't cover it, then he needs to go on Twitter, and that needs to be his message. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Rebel. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.